3:30 on CBS tomorrow. It's the Iron Bowl, Alabama and Auburn. Now, neither of these two teams can get to Atlanta for the SEC championship game. That has already been decided as far as the teams. But the Iron Bowl this year returns to Auburn, Jordan-Hare Stadium. The last time it was played in Auburn, Auburn shocked number one Alabama 26-14. Last year in Tuscaloosa, the Tide got their revenge 52-21. This year, a lot of different changes. Tua's out. Mac Jones is in. Bo Nix, freshman quarterback. You got two quarterbacks, Mike, that this is their first start in an Iron Bowl. Bo Nix has had trouble in big games, as we saw at Florida, LSU, and even at home against Georgia, which obviously we know those are three pretty good defenses. But my question is, can Auburn score against what I consider Bama's weakest defense in years? And you look at the points they've put up against good defenses. Auburn only scored 13 against Florida, 20 against LSU, and 14 against Georgia. Now, I think this Tiger defense, and I've said this many times, and I think you agree with me, it's as good as any in the country with Derrick Brown, Marlon Davidson up front. Can these Tiger front four guys, can they get pressure on Jones before he gets the ball to his playmakers, though? Because if they can't, and he can sit there and hold the ball, he's going to get it to Devontae Smith, Najee Harris, Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs, Jalen Waddell, et cetera, because Alabama's got a roster full of playmakers. So they've got to get the ball out of his hands early so these guys aren't having the ball in open spaces. Now, defensively, I think they're one of the best defenses in the country, Mike. But a concern that I see is that their two top tacklers are defensive backs. Now, Jordan-Hare is going to be electric. We know that. This is going to be the first test without Tua. Bo, can he have a big game in a big game? So if the quarterback play ends up even, I think the Tigers win. But the question is, which quarterback's going to step up? That's the question.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions in this game. And Mac Jones, he has better skill players, maybe the best receiving core I've ever seen at the college level on the same team. But Mac Jones has never been in a hostile environment as a starter like Jordan-Hare. In 2017, you alluded to it, Alabama went to Auburn. They were undefeated. They were favored by 3.5 points. The Tigers won that game outright by 12. A simplified breakdown of this game is to compare the two defenses. Auburn's defense is simply better. They faced tougher competition. The Alabama defense isn't what it was from 2008 through 2017. Now, last week, the Oregon players were told over and over how they needed to blow out Arizona State to have a chance to get in the college football playoffs. Of course, Arizona State won that game outright as a double-digit dog. It wasn't as close as the final score indicated. Now, this week, the Tide players, they've heard that same narrative all week. But listen, here's a key stat. Auburn has not allowed more than 24 points in a game all season. And, of course, they played LSU in Baton Rouge. If they hold Alabama to less than 24 Saturday afternoon, I look for Auburn to get the win or at least get the cover. I will say, I do have a big concern playing Auburn in this spot, and it's Gus Malzahn, because sometimes his offensive mindset gets in the way when he should allow that Tiger defense to dictate the game.
Totally agree with you there, Mike. And I can go back to the Iron Bowl back in 2015, where they played Alabama neck and neck in the first half. And then he, instead of punting the ball and letting the clock run out, Alabama wasn't going to drive the length of the field on that defense, but he gave them a short field. They got a score right before the half. We saw the same thing against Georgia 2 weeks
Absolutely.
Ago.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. You're talking about when Georgia got the 5 yards on first down and right before the half?
Yes, and he caused timeout. I mean, there's not an Auburn fan out there alive that if you said, hey, look, at halftime, the score is going to be 7-0. Let me tell you something. And I think Georgia fans, too, they would have said 7-0, we'll take it one way or the other. Because no matter which team was 7, no matter which team was 0, that meant that game going into the second half, you were going to have a good chance to win.
Yeah, his offensive mindset and his laminated play card, not just him, all these offensive gurus, that gets in the way of what's better for the team. I thought that I saw the same thing percentage wise when Georgia got 5 yards on first down. If he does not call timeout there, Georgia runs the clock down, and then they see what they get on second down, and they still may go on and get a field goal or score, but it's much less likely if he doesn't call that timeout there.